Restaurant Conversation. We Need to Talk. Written by Alerted and narrated by Maggie's Cappies. Find more ABDL stories and audio on patreon.com/alerted. Everything okay in there? You washed your hands, didn't you? Show me. I think you've proven time and time again that you can't be trusted, so I want you to show me your hands right now. Still dry. Why are your hands dry? I told you many times that you have to wash your hands when you go to the potty in the bathroom or... Wait a second. You didn't make it all the way to the bathroom, did you? If your hands aren't wet, something else must be. I knew it! I fucking knew it! You peed your pull-ups again! Was it just a little bit, or was it a big accident? Come on, I'm gonna find out either way, so you might as well just tell me now. Did you just tinkle a little in your pull-ups, or are they completely soaked? You fucking liar. There's no in-between. Not with you. Either you let a few drops go by accident, then you got to the potty like a grown-up, but forgot to wash your hands like a little kid. Or you ran all the way to the restroom just to lose control and completely piss yourself, flooding your training pants like a little baby in front of the potty. Do I need to get up, walk you all the way back there, and check for you? Because it doesn't even seem like you noticed which kind of accident you had, and that's a bit concerning if you ask me. If you don't even know if you're just a little wet right now, or if your trainers are about to burst, then... Oh, you do know. Well, it was a full accident, wasn't it? And when were you planning to tell me that you're sitting in completely drenched pull-ups at the moment? When you started leaking and had no choice but to beg me for a change before wetting your pants? Quite frankly, I don't even feel like handing you a change at the moment. Yes, there are two dry pull-ups sitting in my bag, but those are for little accidents, not for babies who can't control themselves. I think it might be time for us to get you real diapers, like the one babies wear. Clearly, you're not in the potty training stage yet. Think about it. It will be way better for you. You won't even have to try and hold it. I mean, you won't have to do all this acting of getting up in a hurry to try and reach the potty on time. You'll be wearing your own potty. I can admit it's been kind of funny watching you squirm in your seat, asking for permission to go to the toilet, pressing on your crotch like a little girl who's trying not to wet herself. It's been enjoyable to see you run towards the bathroom, speculating on whether or not you'd actually be able to make it. Did you know I once had a wager with my friend Karen? She gave you the benefit of the doubt, but saying that you were an adult, that there was no way you couldn't make it, that the bathroom was way too close to justify an accident. She doesn't know you well enough, does she? Karen? Oh yeah, she's known about your little problem even before you started wearing pull-ups for it. But that's not the point. She thought you were big enough to go pee-pee in a toilet like anyone your age would, and my bet was that you would go all the way there only to come back with a drenched pair of pull-ups between your legs, asking for a new pair to be put on. Guess who won that bet? Yeah, I've become very good at speculating on your accidents. Only problem is, I don't even need to speculate anymore. I know what the answer is from the defeated look on your face every time you come back from there. What's the point of wearing training panties if you're not even ready to be potty trained? That won't happen anymore when we get you baby diapers. You'll just remain seated and simply go in your diaper whenever you feel the need. You won't even need to tell me when you went. I will simply check it myself every now and again. It will all be taken care of. No more squirming around, wondering if you can make it to the potty. You might even unlearn the small bits of potty training still in you. At some point, you won't be able to tell me when you have to go at all. Or when you went, for that matter. It'll be up to me to tell if you've even had an accident. Or I should say, when you need a change. But of course, that means I'll need to carry a full stock diaper bag wherever we go. But that's already pretty much the case, isn't it? I do carry your pull-ups around and even left some in the car. So much that I can't believe I didn't even think of diapering you sooner. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that what you want? No? Well, you're not convincing anyone in those saturated pull-ups. I can't wait for you to be diapered. I think it'll be even more fun to wager with Karen if you used it or not, and then checking you to see who was right. The loser will have to change your stinky diaper, of course. Yes, I said stinky. What, were you expecting us to take off your diaper so you could go in the potty? Oh no, silly. You won't be taking it off. Ever. Not unless I take it off for you, and then it'll just be for a few minutes until another one is taped snugly between your legs. Now you're thinking about your little pecker down there, aren't you? When you're pissing and shitting yourself all day, diapered up, when are you going to empty your load? You'll be doing that in your diaper too, sweetie. Did you honestly think I'd still want to touch you after you've been reduced to a waddling, stinky little baby? I don't think so. You're going to be stroking that small little thing of yours through a thick, padded, powder-smelling Pampers. At some point, you won't even be able to touch yourself without it. You'll unconsciously associate the feeling of pleasure to your smelly diapers, and you'll start getting hard as soon as you've pissed yourself. You won't even mind when I take my new boyfriends home. You'll be happy by yourself, rubbing your dirty diaper. And one day, when I get tired of changing you all the time, and I try to potty train you again, you'll be begging me to put you back in diapers so you can feel that pleasure. Don't I know you so well? I can already tell you won't be missing those pull-ups, so why fight it? Is there anything you want to say for yourself? Of course not. You've already proven my point by soaking your pull-ups. Okay, I'll humor you one last time. I'll take one of those extra pull-ups I have in my purse and put it on for you. If you can make it all the way until we get home without pissing yourself, I'll reconsider it. I'll let you keep wearing them for a little while. If you do have an accident, though, we're getting straight to the store, and I'm putting your butt in a big puffy diaper in front of everyone. Who am I talking about? Oh, sweetie, did you think we were getting home right away? No, Karen's having a party at her place. We'll be spending the whole evening there. You might be grateful you actually had a big accident and emptied your whole bladder in those pull-ups, because if I find even one drop in the new one, you'll be back in the middle of the living room while I powder you up. Now come on, let's get out of here. We have a party to attend.